Conditions at Ngāwhā Prison are being described as medieval and uncivilised for modern New Zealand. An ombudsman's report into Ngāwhā Prison found inmates were defecating in their recreational yards because of a lack of toilets and there were restrictions on drinking water. It also showed the prison's vision to develop a kaupapa Māori-based culture hadn't been met. Julia Faipoti is from the Justice Advisory Group and is co-chair of Just Speak. She's with us in the studio at the Marie.
Morena, Susie.
These conditions are nothing short of dehumanising and humiliating for the inmates. What sort of repercussions would they have?
I just think, first and foremost, I want to acknowledge how devastating that is. And for people who... I want people to imagine your son or your daughter or your brother or your sister or your parent, someone you know and you love, who has done something wrong and their punishment is to be locked away. Imagine that. Imagine that they're in a prison and ask yourself, how would you like them to be treated? Some of us don't need to imagine because we know, and it's devastating that people are being treated this way in such inhumane conditions, and then we have to wonder, what does it look like? Why do people reoffend so highly when they come back out? When you put them in, they're treated like an animal, and then they come back out to your community, into your house. We don't need to actually ask why anymore when you can imagine that. And it's not an imagination because it's happening today, it's happening tomorrow, and things need to change. So I think that's the devastation of this.
And you mentioned how animals are treated. That was very much, I guess, the reaction that I had, that this is perhaps how you would treat a dog, except actually you would give it access to fresh water too.
Absolutely. And as a justice group, we went up north, we went around the Motu and spoke with many whānau. And one of the things that have come out in the correction strategy, which I actually think is courageous and good, but talks about treating people as humans, which should be the case anyway. But when we were up north, a mother in tears sharing with us how her son went in at 19 because he didn't have license, been caught a million times, hadn't paid his fines, all of that. He served time in there. He went in for 3 months, came out with a patch on his face. That we have the conditions that actually, I've often referred to prisons as universities of crime, that are the conditions that nurture and grow harm and criminal behaviour.
We were talking about treating people with respect. You touched on it there, and we were talking about this the other day when the Hokairangi strategy came out. When we hear that this is what's going on in Ngāwhā Prison, which was developed with that vision to have a kaupapa Māori-based culture, what hope do you have that corrections with no extra money is going to be able to change to this co-design with Māori vision?
Firstly, the resource needs to follow the expertise, and it's very clear that corrections do not have the expertise on how to work with Māori. And what does partnership actually look like in this way? It's them listening and being led by Māori, not asking Māori. I talk about government agencies are very good at going, here's a cookie we've baked, Māori, can you please add some chocolate chips? It's already baked, but can you add some chocolate chips to this cookie? It fundamentally is a culture shift and change, not just for corrections, for all government agencies, but for corrections in this instance, the obligation on them is to be listening to Ngāti Rangi, Ngāpui, Ngāti Porou, be listening to mana whenua, listening to Māori. And listening may look like deconstructing and bowling over that concrete, archaic, museum, colonial prison institution, because it doesn't work, and it doesn't matter how many chocolate chips you add into that place, it is not going to change the culture or the outcomes for our people. And so corrections need to be focused on how they implement with and listening to Māori, not telling Māori what to do.
Can they do it?
They have to, because I refuse to sit here in 31 years' time listening to my mokopuna telling the same stories. The year I was born, the Māori and the Justice System Report, He Whai Pāngahau, came out from Wāna Jackson, Poor Old Tātutu, the Roper Report, saying all these same things. And I refuse that in 31 years that it will be the same. And corrections need to act with that urgency. But for enduring change, don't write a policy that turns into a yellow pages and that doesn't come into effect. They cannot give a life, so work with Māori and listen to Māori and resource Māori.
Thank you very much, Julia Faipoti. Kia ora from the Justice Advisory Group and the co-chair of Just Speak.